It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. We have been begged and cajoled and threatened to slow down in highway work zones. Signs warning of huge fines. Signs asking us to give them a break, B-R-A-K-E. And yet there is a story like this one. Outside Chicago, a construction worker was run over and killed while working on the Tri-State Tollway. The driver crossed into an area that was closed for construction before hitting 61-year-old Frank Caputo and crashing into a construction van. The driver was treated for minor injuries, but he or she has much bigger problems. Then there's Robert Wickens, an IndyCar driver who suffered a thoracic spinal fracture, spinal cord injury, neck fracture, tibia and fibula fractures to both legs, fractures in both hands, a fractured right forearm, a fractured elbow, four fractured ribs, and a pulmonary contusion. All that happened about a month ago when his Indy race car sailed off the track at Pocono. Wickens, who is from Canada, is in an Indianapolis rehab center where he posted a video saying he knows he has a long recovery ahead, but he is going to do his best to be back at the wheel ASAP. Oh, the U.S. may no longer have a trade deal with Canada, as President Trump has promised to blow up NAFTA, but that isn't stopping the state of Indiana from making its own deal with our neighbors to the north. Indiana's Director of Agriculture and its Lieutenant Governor signed an Agriculture and Economic Development Partnership with their counterparts in the Canadian province of Manitoba. College football's most lopsided score of the past weekend was in the Midwest, in the South Dakota State game against Arkansas Pine Bluff. South Dakota State set a school record for points in its 90-6 victory Saturday night, 90-6, which has now brought an apology from South Dakota's coach. John Stiegelmeyer says he should have been more respectful toward the other team, slowed his team down earlier, and stopped throwing the ball. When you shoot a gun at a police officer, the officer will likely fire back. A Minnesota man found out that when you fire arrows at police, they will fire back, and not with arrows. A robbery suspect was wounded after he shot arrows at police, one of them stuck in an officer's forearm. It happened in Osakis, about halfway between Minneapolis and Fargo. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.